Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happened just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, it was an ugly day yesterday with futures falling in all categories of the livestock complex. Live cattle were hit hard, eliminating basically all the gains of the week. Plummeting grain prices had no influence as the cattle market was trumped by the rumor of a major beef plant not running a Saturday slaughter schedule. This is a bit confusing due to strong box beef prices and slaughter weights declining. One would think packers would want to process cattle in order to meet demand and take advantage of the phenomenal price spread between cash and box beef. Now, hogs again took a beating, but not to the extent of cattle yesterday, but significant losses nonetheless. Lower weekly export sales had a large influence of the selling pressure, with sales of 14,700 metric tons, down 69% from last week and 25% lower from a four-week average. China was the second largest buyer of hogs, but they've trimmed their purchases quite noticeably over the past number of weeks. July Kansas City wheat is higher this morning, up about 16.5 cents early on, grabbing back half of yesterday's 33-cent loss. In the case of winter wheat, Thursday's sell-off was more explainable as a large anticipation of moderate to heavy rains in the southwestern and southern U.S. plains are expected over the next 7 days. Good timing for winter wheat crops as temperatures also start to warm. Well, July corn's trading about 7.25 cents higher early today, an early bounce after falling its 40-cent daily limit yesterday. Other than disappointing export sales news for old crop corn and rain in the forecast for the southwestern corn belt, there was no obvious fundamental reason for corn to sell off so hard. July soybeans are trading up 23.25 cents higher early today, a quick response to yesterday's 58.5 cent sell-off, and a reminder that U.S. soybean supplies remain historically tight. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle down $3, $115.60. August down $2.92, $119.40. May feeder cattle up 70 cents, $137.45. August down 2 cents, $150.50. June hogs down $192 at $110.10. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July down 33 at $6.57¾. September down 31¾ cents at $6.63¼. Chicago wheat, July down 28¼, $7.01½. September down 27 cents at $7.01¼. July corn down 40 cents at $6.74¾. September down 38.5, $5.83. July soybeans down 58.5 cents at $15.84. August down 50¼ cents, $15.22¼.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.